Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators, Friday. Big scrimmage tomorrow. Season starts soon. WGR Sports Radio 550. And soon to be MSG. Thank you, Russ, for tweeting. Little reminder. The Instigators is a rumor that we could be back on the tube starting next week. Maybe. But it's in motion. So tune in. That being said, Craig, good morning. Marty, good morning. Gentlemen.
Morning, Petey.
Lots to talk about. There's a lot to talk about. Marty, we're going to let go of Tuesday. Okay? We're not going back.
What happened Tuesday?
Exactly. That's right. What happened Tuesday? We're not going to go back in time, but if you didn't listen to the show Tuesday, go back and listen at about the 14-minute mark when Craig and I just absolutely attacked Marty on the lineup. But then later that day, Marty, you tossed out the lines on Twitter, and I rarely do I reply to anything much anymore, but I'm like, I got to reply to this. And I said, dis or dat? Because I've seen Jeff O'Neill jump on you and go dis or dat, and I like that. Yeah, I like Jeff O'Neill.
Well,
we got to get him.
That's actually started, right? You have to give credit where credit's due. Jeff O'Neill's the one that started. He called me a dis and dat, because he used to make
fun
of
me. We got to get him on. I think he's been on before, but I like him. I like his coverage. He's really good. But the point is, I said dis or dat. That was Marty's first draft of the lines, and you thought that I was talking about how many times you'd put the lines together. But yes. What I was actually talking about was how beautiful your writing is.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I have time, I do write nice and neat. Now, you should look at my game notes when the game is happening in real time, and I got to write high goal shot, Olsen rebound, good save. It is chicken scratch all over the place. But when I do have time, I like to write nice and neat. And the reason for that is, Rivs and PD, I'll let you in a little secret.
Well,
it goes through to elementary school, fifth grade. So, you know, you're always grouped in with four or five of your classmates at a desk. Like, it's like five desks together, six desks together. And fifth grade, I'm 11 years old, maybe, fifth graders are. And, I'm at a grouping that is only one boy, me, and five other girls. And, fifth grade, you start thinking, oh, these girls are cute. These girls, and I want to impress them. And I had bad handwriting, and they all had beautiful, nice, looped handwriting. So I looked around, and I said, that's what I got to do. So in fifth grade, I made a switch to really start nice and neat. I even had the ruler You know, when you put the ruler on the line in your line sheet and you write with the ruler so that it stays nice and neat. I mean, I was really trying to impress them.
Well, we have to talk about Riley Sheehan signing. Dylan Cousins going to be in group two. What are the lineups going to be? Marty, you posted the power play lineups yesterday. We talked about that. We'll get into that. But I did say to you before, just before the show, I said, you know, in elementary school, the girls always wrote so much nicer. Like they printed so much nicer than the boys. And it just, it was always, and I said, Marty, I said, like, if we were in grade four, I wouldn't know. That's a compliment. I mean, you got great handwriting. And then we go to learn that you sat with all the girls.
Marty, yeah, did you have long hair back then?
I had the mullet. I had the spike on top and the mullet in the back.
No, so you did. No, you had the Darren Poopa?
I had the Darren Poopa big time. Yes. And that is why I needed the handwriting to impress the girls, because the hairstyle was not going to do
it. The hair and the writing just don't go together, man.
No.
Instigated.
But you know what also I did when I was in high school? Then we started doing artwork or whatever. And you know those calligraphy pens, the ones with the ink in between the lines, and it makes the – I started using that for, like, projects or whatever. So that was really cool as well.
Why did you ask him that, Riv?
Well, just maybe the teacher thought that Marty was a girl.
You know what? I find this very offensive. And we are not Tuesday.
Yes, we're moving on from Tuesday. No more picking on Marty. We're going to be good.
Ribs, I love you, man.
Listen, Gergensen went down with the injury, successful surgery, and he's got a while before he's back. So I think we all thought that would mean that Riley Sheehan would be signed, and he was signed. Any surprise by this?
No. And the surprise I had was that, you know, with Gergensen's going down, they did not really adjust the whole lineup. And I think Ralph Hoogers talked about, like, this is the lineup we want to look at next Thursday, against the Washington Capitals and say, we're not moving our lines. We're sticking with this. So instead of saying, okay, well, let's move everybody around, they moved up Tobias Reeder to fill in Gergensen's spot and give him that role, give him that 5-on-5 Reeder, Eakin, Oposo type of shutdown, go out and maybe play against Ovechkin a couple of shifts and completely shut them down. So I think that's I'm not surprised that Sheehan got signed then, because they needed that body. He needs to be able to come in and play. So that, you know, but I was surprised they didn't move more pieces around in the lineup.
Riv, I asked you yesterday, I said, it's funny, we had the conversation after the show, but we were just talking about the team and the salary cap and the lineup and obviously Cousins. And I said to you, how much does Sheehan sign for? And we went back and looked at his contract history. And he went entry level deal. Then I think he went 2 years at $950,000, then 2 years at $2,075,000. And then I think he went to like one something and then nine and then seven.
Yep.
Or now seven. So you said seven, you called it.
Yep. Well, he's going to make league minimum. Number one, he's on a PTO. He's on a tryout. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's been in the league for a few years. Played 513 games in the National Hockey League. Has been a real solid, penalty killer. He's been a solid fourth line player throughout his career. He's extremely useful in areas that. Every team needs, and that's he's a great penalty killer. He skates very well for a pretty big man. He's 6'3", 215 pounds. When you have Zemgus Gergensen, who is your number one penalty killer, Zemgus Gergensen's very hard to replace. And that was probably one of the reasons why they brought in Riley Sheehan, is to make sure that, you know, number one, to take a look at Riley Sheehan and see how he's moving, how he's skating, how he looks at camp. And therefore, from then, it's going to be, you know, make a decision on this player. Well, it just so happens that Zemgus Gergensen goes down with a long, serious injury. And, you know, Riley Sheehan sitting on your doorstep. So this is a good thing for the Sabres that they were able to bring in Riley Sheehan.
And not to be like, you know, disrespectful to Zemgus Girgensons, but listen, like, Zemgus was a number one penalty killer on a team that was at the bottom of the league in penalty killing, right? So I'm not saying he's hard to replace, but they brought in Tobias Reeder and Riley Sheahan for that reason, for the penalty kill.
Yeah.
Because it was not good. So
Riley Sheahan was with Edmonton last year, and Edmonton, I think, was fifth.
Were they second? They were top of the league. I thought they were fifth best
in the league, but maybe they are second, Marty. I don't know. But they were a very good penalty kill unit, and Riley Sheahan had a lot to do with that. So
I want to say Riley Sheahan was the top penalty kill minutes with forwards with Edmonton last year. So he was their number one forward when it comes to playing on the penalty kill. And so my thinking is, okay, well, yeah, Zemgus got re-signed by the Sabres. Had a role with the Sabres, and it was going to be an important role, but he needed to fight for that role because they brought in some other pieces to take an active leadership role on that penalty kill. And so now that he's hurt, obviously that's going to change things a little bit. Somebody else is going to have to step up. But didn't I see, and we talk about Jack Eichel and the penalty kill sometimes, or Sam Reinhart on the penalty kill. I just saw an article or a tweet maybe yesterday saying that Austin Matthews in Toronto is going to have part-time penalty kill duty. So, I mean, we need to use everybody here and be able to find a way to not only just say Reeder and Sheahan and whoever, their Kalaposo maybe, their penalty killers, Lazar, but you need to be able to put in some top-end guys because they also can make a difference in the penalty kill.
So, Marty, let me ask you something. Petey, we talked about this yesterday. And, you know, so if Coach Kruger talked about Reeder somewhat taking over or slipping into the Girgensons position, okay? So now you have Cody Eakin, Kalaposo on the right side, and Reeder on the left. We're talking about right now, Riley Sheahan being such a good penalty killer, which is going to be desperately needed this year from the Sabres, where does Cousins fit in this lineup?
Well, as of now, and you probably can hear, I don't know if you can hear it, but the players are on the ice right now because I'm in the suite of the arena, and they're on the ice, and you can hear them just skating around shooting pucks. I don't think Dylan Cousins will take part of the first skate, the main group skate today. I think him and Jack Quinn will probably take part of the second group, which is okay because, listen, he played on Tuesday night. He just came back from the World Juniors. Wednesday traveled. Thursday took a little break. Today, he's in back in with the second group. Tomorrow's a scrimmage. I don't know if he'll play in the scrimmage or not. And then next week, we'll see. As of now, I think the way the Sabres are preparing and going into next week is Sheahan on the left, Lazar in the middle, and Tage Thompson on the right as your fourth line. Could that change? Possibly. But that means you have to start taking pieces out of your lineup. That means either a Sheahan gets dropped out of the lineup or a Thompson gets dropped out of the lineup. I don't see that happening.
Okay, stop right there.
No, I said I don't see that happening.
That is absolutely blasphemy, and I don't
said,
even want to hear that crap.
He just said.
That happening. Okay? Maybe it's Curtis Lazar that comes out, and maybe Dylan Cousins plays the middle with Thompson and Riley Sheahan. Maybe that's your fourth line for the opening weekend. I don't know.
What don't you like there, River?
Maybe Tage Thompson should play on the first line.
No, we talked about that Tuesday. We remade the line where we put Olofsson with Cody Eakin and Sam Reinhart, and we put Thompson on the top line with Eichel and Hall, and we also had Dylan Cousins with Staal and Skinner. Like, we redid the lines, and I love that. But are the Sabres prepared to put Dylan Cousins in the lineup right away on Thursday, or are they waiting? They played Thursday, Friday. You know, back-to-back games. Maybe they're going to use two different lineups for those two nights. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. So that's where we're at right now with the Sabres. Then the next game after that is play Thursday, Friday, and it's not until Monday, Tuesday. Maybe they wait until Monday, Tuesday against the Flyers in Philadelphia to put Cousins in the lineup? I don't know.
Why? Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550, Marty, Craig, and Andrew. Darren Dreger coming up at 11:30. We'll talk about the situation that's
Rivers
happening.
Rivs has got the whiteout. I want to see what he's whiting out right now. People can't see it on the Skype right now, but he's clearing his lineup. I don't know what's going
on. Just don't put it on the screen, Riv. We'll talk to Dregs about what's going on in Dallas, what he knows about why they've shut down practice up there, over there, there. So, Riv, you asked the question about Cousins. Look, I feel like we can talk about this until we're blue in the face, but obviously we all know that a lot can happen between now and game time next week. So between, you know, we have a scrimmage tomorrow. How much of his situation in practice next week comes down to how guys perform in the scrimmage tomorrow? Any?
Who are you asking that to?
Well, I assume you're both knowledgeable and educated enough to answer the question. So, and you both normally like to jump on questions.
I was going to leave the floor to Ribs.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, I don't throw if Dylan Cousins plays in the scrimmage on Saturday and he's just average, I still don't think that that's a situation where all of a sudden you're taking him out of the lineup. Marty last on Tuesday talked about Dylan Cousins like he was one of the top players on our forward line. So I would think in Marty's mind, I'll answer for him, that Dylan Cousins is in the lineup 100%.
Come on.
When we play Washington, Dylan Cousins is going to be in the lineup.
Oh, okay.
That's coming from you. I
didn't say that.
No. You basically said on Tuesday that Dylan Cousins is one of the top forwards on our team.
Living in the past.
Petey.
Yeah, I know. But Petey, how many games did I say he was going to play this year?
52.
So I'm giving him a four-game buffer at the start of the season.
I thought you said the other day, we have to check the tape on that. I thought you said he's in the lineup 100% opening night.
That's not what I said. I said he's going to play 52 games. So I'm giving him a four-game.
Let's keep one of our top offensive players out of the lineup. That's exactly what you said, Marty. You said he is one of the top offensive players on our team. So why are we giving him a four-game buffer at the start of the season? I don't know why you would do that to one of your top players.
Okay.
Listen,
okay.
I see Dylan Cousins as a very good hockey player. He's going to be a very good player for a long time in the NHL. I said that Dylan Cousins is going to be in and out of the lineup. He's going to play, but I don't believe he's going to be playing 52 games this year. I think he'll be playing half of those games because I believe that Toby Reeder and the Riley Sheehan and players like that will be inserted into the lineup throughout the season.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait until we're back on TV. Rumor is it could be as soon as next week. And you would see Craig right now literally pulling the sleeve of his PlayStation t-shirt up to his shoulder and flexing his biceps at everybody.
As Marty shakes his head, I love it, Marty.
You're never really silent.
You know what I realize? I realize that what I have to start doing is either saying so much that you guys will forget half the stuff I'm going to say, Or not say anything at all, because all you're doing is you're twisting my words.
That's what we do.
Okay, let me just tell you right now, just as we go, they're going through some lines. And right now we are seeing Tage Thompson with Eichel and Hall. And then wait a second. And then we're seeing Olofsson with Reinhardt and Staal as the second line going out there. So I'm just saying, like, Olofsson's got a yellow jersey right now, and Eichel and Hall have blue. So they're looking at switching up the lines a little bit, and we'll see what comes up after. So I'm just giving you a little bit of a play-by-play by what's happening here on the...
Who's Skinner with? Skinner?
I don't know, because I'm seeing Reeder, Aiken, and Oposo still as a line right now. So Tobias Reeder is playing the left with Oposo on the right and Aiken in the middle. And maybe they're just rotating people in and out because they are going to work on something specific, either power plays, either four on four, and they want to give guys different colors. Right now, Skinner is with Lazar and Sheahan. Again, could it be Skinner-Lazar cousins? I'm not saying these are the lines that are going to be used opening night, but maybe these are some of the lines that will be used in scrimmage tomorrow to try to balance things out a little bit.
Craig,
I will tell you this. I love the idea of the coaching staff, Raul Kruger and his coaches, and I like how they're playing around right now. They're rolling the dice. They're finding what looks good, where the spark can come from. You know, I like the opportunity for Tage Thompson. Everything I hear, Marty, and maybe you can kind of speak more about this, but everything I have heard through training camp, this short period of time, is that Tage Thompson has looked very good. He's skating very good. He's got the skill. He's shooting the puck. And I like to hear that, because the reason why I'm so hung up on this is because I know what Jeff Skinner is all about. I know what Eric Staal's about, and Taylor Hall, and Jack Eichel, and Sam Reinhart. I'm looking for another player that's going to be our new Victor Olofsson. And what I mean by that is Victor Olofsson came to this team last year, played his first year in the National Hockey League, got put on a top line, and he produced the entire year, which made this team stronger. I look for... So right now we have Eichel, Hall, Skinner, Staal, Cody Eakin, Sam Reinhart, Victor Olofsson. I look for a new, younger player that's hungry to take a big stride forward this year to continue to build our offense for this coming year.
Well, the best part about what you're saying,
Thompson up there.
The best part about what you're saying about Tage is that I think we all know that he's capable of doing that, right? Like,
and he wasn't capable when he got here. He was not capable of doing.
Well, he has the potential. I mean, we know that he can skate. He's got hands. He can shoot. You know, I mean, he's a big body. We got to go to break. When we come back, Dis or Dat or Sabres power play? What do you guys think?
It's up to you. Dis or Dat is going to be cool or brutal this morning. That's
Craig, I'll let you decide. Dis or Dat or Sabres power play?
I think we can. I think we can do maybe both, because I don't think the power play in particular is a long topic.
Okay.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory what's going to happen this year.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's save all that. We'll do more Sabres talk at 11. Darren Dreger at 11:30, talk about what's going on in Dallas. And we'll come back with Dis or Dat. I'm looking forward to it, Marty. Ready to rock and roll. Instigators, we're right back, WGR 550.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, because this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Instigators here on Friday, WGR 550. I'm at the arena. Rivs is in his rich mahogany smelling office in PD. I don't know where you are. Are you in your living room?
Your damn business, sir. I appreciate you staying out of my personal affairs.
This or that. Are you in your living room or family room or dining room or kitchen? Where are you?
I'm in my living room, Marty.
Okay, good, good, good. I like it. I like how you display your Christmas cards. Very, very nicely done.
Yes, I do. My mom taught me that. My mom was always very festive and did nice little things, and I picked that up where you just put a piece of string across the window and you hang cards, old cards from people.
That is very well done. Okay, carry on. This or that, fellas. Before we go into hockey, this or that, this morning I went to Tim Hortons and there was a huge line in the drive-thru. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know if you guys do this, but I'm going to see if I can beat the line. So I spotted the car where I would have been behind. And then I parked, I ran in, ordered my hot chocolate, came out, and looked to see if I had beaten the line in the drive-thru, and I did by about three cars. So this or that, wait for the drive-thru or go inside for faster service, this or that. Rivs, go first.
I'll let Petey go first.
No, why?
Because he wasn't paying attention.
Ron, are you listening? No.
No.
I believe diversity is an old wooden ship. So I've done this. And the whole point of this is to make sure that that person who's still waiting in the lineup can see that you've gone in and out. You make eye contact with them and you hunt down about four people and you make sure they see you and you walk in. And then when you come out with your coffee and you're like, see, just get out of your car.
Yeah.
It's not that cold. It's not that cold. Just get out. I had shorts on today. Go. Come on.
So do you stay in for the drive-thru or you go in for faster service? This or
go
that?
In.
You
go in. I go inside. I go inside. Well, the one that I go to, Marty, you know where it is.
There's no drive-thru, so you don't have that choice. Okay. Right. Rivs, do you go in to get faster service or do you wait in line at the drive-thru? This or that?
Well, it depends on what I have going on that day. I would say that I would most likely stay in my car, but I have in the past when I think I can get in and out quicker, I've done that before. But I would most likely stay in my car.
That's probably because you're on the phone. You're taking care of business. You can't walk in on the phone.
I do most of my business without question in the car. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, and then another this or that. Do you drink your coffee or your tea or your hot chocolate while it's really hot, or do you let it cool down and then drink it? This or that? What do you do? Rivs, go first.
Well, what I like to do is I have a hot water. I put the hot water into the mug first. It heats up my mug, so it's super hot. I pour the hot water and then pour my coffee, so it stays a little bit longer. I like it. I like to drink coffee nice and hot.
Do you use the water from your bath?
Little soapy water from the scalding hot bath.
My dad used to have this saying that, you know, if someone said something stupid, like say I said something stupid, he would say, you know, you're drinking your bath water. Anyway.
Okay, what do you do, PD? Do you drink it scalding hot, or do you?
You know me. If it doesn't burn my lips when it's going in, I got to throw it in the microwave. It's the only time I have. That's the only reason why I have a microwave is to warm up my coffee. Other than that, never use it.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You do that like four times. You drink a quarter of it and you heat it up again. I wait till it cools down, and that's the way it is for me.
You could just leave a little bit of room for ice.
No. I just like to wait. I open the cap and it smells good, like hot chocolate in my car, and I wait for it to cool down. Hey, listen, these next this or that are going to be basically cool or brutal, because that is the way Jeff put them in the rundown, and I love them. So the Boston Bruins pranked Brad Marchand, or they pranked Patrice Bergeron by naming Brad Marchand the captain, but I think a bunch of the guys were in on it. So is that cool or brutal, this or that?
I think it's actually kind of funny, and I'm going to tell you why. It's absolutely 100% that Patrice Bergeron is the leader and captain of the group, and anybody else that they would pick is just a joke. Right.
And they made a jersey, like a 63 Marchand captain jersey, to give to him in the locker room.
This is amazing. We're watching the footage right now. And there's nothing better than watching Patrice Bergeron's face. And you know what? You can only pull this prank because it's so glaringly obvious that Patrice Bergeron is that guy. He's been one of the greatest leaders in the National Hockey League. I know Zdeno Chara has been in Boston for many years and has been the captain, but I'll tell you right now, there's not a person in this league, whether it's management, coaching staff, or player, that would not say that Patrice Bergeron could be captain on any team in the National Hockey League.
Okay.
Amazing. That's all I,
okay, yeah. So that's cool. You guys are both cool with that. Okay, cool or brutal, this or that. Ryan Reeves was asked to do a cameo. And for those that don't know what Cameo is, it's an app where you basically make a request for a birthday wish, a congratulation, whatever. You pay a little money, and a celebrity, sports, athlete, whatever, will do it for you. So this guy asked Ryan Reeves to do a cameo for his friend Tom, who's a pretty good hockey player and a good dresser and an all-around good guy. So Ryan Reeves is like, who's this guy wants me to do this thing for Tom? So he kind of did some research and realized that this Washington Capitals fans wanted the message to be for Tom Wilson. Was trying to trick Ryan Reeves into sending Tom Wilson this beautiful, like, Tom, keep working, you're the best hockey player I know type of thing. So then Ryan Reeves went and recorded a message basically saying, hey, listen, Chip Talk, whatever your name is, you're not going to get me. You got to bring a better game than that. I'm not going to tell Tom he's a good hockey player. I don't know how he dressed because I don't care about it. So is that cool? Or is it that brutal of Ryan Reeves to not play along and send a different message, this or that here? Petey.
I think it's awesome. But, I mean, he didn't even need to do it, but I like that he did. I think it's great. It's all in good fun, too, and I love this. I mean, I love the banter, but I wonder what he did. Did he go to DB and say, when's Tom Wilson's birthday? And just kind of put the two together, you know? Luggage, airport ticket, you know, two and two together, figure you're going to the airport.
Yeah, and I would think that he looked up the guy that asked for the message and realized he was a Washington Capitals fan. And then in that way, kind of was like, okay, Tom, a hockey player, Washington Capitals, this guy's trying to trick me into doing it. So anyway, good on Ryan Reeves. But Petey, do you think he should have done the message the way it was asked, or what he did was cool? Cool or brutal, this or that?
You know what? Probably didn't even need to address it at all, but I think it's all in good fun, and this is where the game, I think, would like to go and selling the game, so and a little bit of fun and rivalries. I mean, so I like it. I think it's pretty cool.
Ribs?
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I mean, I think the NHL has been so stuffy for so many years. I love to see more personality come out in these players. I know that Ryan Reeves has been great for this league, and I appreciate you know, his strong personality and likes to have fun. So I like this.
Okay, and last but not least, this or that, cool or brutal. I don't know if you guys saw the video of Snoop Dogg jump in from the top rope in a wrestling match, but...
I did not. Did he break in half when he landed?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Jeff is going to put it on the screen for you guys to watch it as we speak. But if you're driving your car and listening to the radio, please go and Google Snoop Dogg from the top rope. So he's, like, trying to get up on the top rope, and he's, like, not sure how balanced he should be. He takes the leap, but it's not a flat leap. It's a, like, I'm going to land on my feet and then crush the guy. So cool or brutal, Snoop Dogg from the top rope, this or that?
Anything Snoop Dogg is amazing to me, but here's the thing. You know he's higher in his head than he is on the rope.
That is cool, Petey. I think his jump is brutal. Listen, if he's going to get paid, because he got paid a very, very large sum of money to appear on, you know, TNT wrestling or whatever it is, you got to give your all. You got to sacrifice your body, and you got to land flat on the
jacket?
Guy.
How about his jacket? He's got the album cover from his first big album. I can't remember. I think it's called, like, Dog. I don't know what it was. But anyway, that's the album cover from his first. Yeah.
The jacket's cool. The jump from the top rope is brutal. Ribs, what do you got?
Listen, I mean, I think this is amazing that Snoop Dogg would even attempt to do this. You know, the guy's almost 50 years old, getting up in front of thousands and thousands of people that are watching on TV or whether they're watching live. And to have him get up there, he, you know, I don't know if I can call Snoop Dogg a really good athlete. He just doesn't look like he's looks like he can be broken by a swift breeze outside. But you know what? Good on him. I love seeing this. This is awesome. Snoop Dogg's great. And
Marty, I'll watch Snoop Dogg anything, whether he's calling hockey games like he has, or he's Huggy Bear and Starsky and Hutch.
I love about him is, like, he's been this iconic rapper for so many years, okay? But he's evolved. He's still a rapper at heart. He's still that thug type guy. But you know what? He's calling hockey games. He's calling, what did he call the other day, a basketball game?
Oh, I don't remember what else he did, but he's saying now he's going to get paid a lot of money for doing those things. Now, when I watch this video, I have to tell you, I try to get up on the top rope of a boxing wrestling ring. It is not as easy as those wrestlers make it look to be. They used to – I remember watching, like, you know, Randy Macho Man Savage and the
Macho
Ultimate Warrior.
Savage.
Yeah, but the Ultimate Warrior, he used to stand on the top rope for like 15 seconds and not even look like it was tough. It's hard to stand on the top rope. It's not easy. And Snoop did a pretty good job, but the jump itself was brutal. So anyway.
Well, I don't think there's much. I don't think there's much pop in those legs, eh?
No. And the floor did not shake when he landed either. Like, usually the ring shakes when the guys land on the ground, but did not shake.
He's amazing. He's amazing. Some just phase out and disappear, and he's stuck around in many different facets of entertainment. I love this guy.
No, he's done a great job. Okay, listen, we got to take a break because later, 11:30 today, Darren Dreger, Petey? Just want to make sure.
Yep, Darren Dreger at 11:30. So we'll find out what's going on in Dallas and other things around the league. But for now, there's a big story brewing in Dallas. I'm curious to know what it is. Also, Marty, before you take us out here, because it's your segment, the back on TV, maybe not this week, but next week. So
okay.
Just for clarification there. Got a little bit ahead of myself.
No, that's good. We just got to make sure people know when we're back on TV so they can see actually what we look like 12 months post-pandemic or still in the pandemic. But anyway, we've changed a little bit. Our hair is a little longer than it was. So
Are we heavier?
Let's talk about that. Who's heavier? Who's lighter at 11 o'clock? But listen, we'll take a break here and we'll come back on the Instigators WGR 550. It was this or that.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Okay, welcome back. Quick segment here on the Instigators. Hour number two coming up after the break. Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. Joins us every Friday at 11:30. We were off last week, so we had him Tuesday this week as well. So a double dose of Darren Dreger. We do have a call on the line. And his name is Marv, and he's in Lackawanna. And Marv, you're on the line with Andrew Craig and Marty on WGR 550, The Instigators. What's up, sir?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I love the show. I listen to it every morning. I take the dog for a walk. Same thing with Howie Simon. I turn that on. That's a walk, too. Anyways, big Bills guy. Love the Sabres, too, but don't know a lot about hockey. I'm learning. I wanted to ask you guys, especially I know Marty's in the arena for camp. What do you guys think they're going to do on the power play? They got Hall, Stahl, some new faces. I mean, again, I don't know a lot, but I'm thinking maybe like a 1-3-1 with like the guy up top rotating. Maybe put Eichel on his wing like Austin Matthews does. Maybe even get down to an overload or a box and one, working it behind the net with the top guys rotating for one-timers and seam passes. I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot. Maybe Olofsson gets teed up in the one-timer, creating seams and space that way. I don't really have a lot of talent, and it seems like they're going to be in a good place this year. But again, big fan. And Petey, I saw you actually when the pandemic just began. I was at a Wegmans, I think on Mile Strip. You were eating a pizza sub with your mask partly on, and that inspired me. I got two pizza subs. I ate one there, took it home. It was great. So, again, great show. I'll hang up and listen and keep up the great work.
Send your resume.
Pizza sub. Petey.
Well, I got to call bull crap on this guy. I don't eat pizza subs.
I just eat pizza. A pizza sub.
I don't think that's true. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm just saying. And besides, there's a lifestyle change going on right now, isn't there, gentlemen? We're not. We don't live in the past around here. Listen.
Did you start, Petey?
Pardon?
Did you start the lifestyle change?
I told you on Tuesday. I went to or maybe it was Razor. We talked about it. I said, I went to bed Monday was my first day. I woke up Tuesday with a six pack.
Yeah, okay.
So there I am. I'm already shredded. Of course I started. I feel pressure. I actually feel pressure. Then Rivs tells me that there's cake going on at the house at the birthday, and I'm kind of like, maybe I can have an off day soon into
there's
it.
There's a cheat day. There's always a cheat day.
Yeah, can't be the second day, though, Marv.
Any day that ends with a Y, that's a cheat day.
Yeah. Well, Marv has a great point. We'll talk about everything he just said, and we were all smiling as he's going on with these power play options. So you guys were loving it. It was what we were going to talk about at 11 o'clock anyway. So we'll do that. Who's on the power play if you don't know yet? What do the guys think about the power plays? How will the power plays operate? Like how much ice time will the PP2 unit guys get? So we'll be right back. Instigators.
You know what I want to do? They're going to do power plays right now, I believe. They're switching color jerseys, and I think they may be working on special teams. So perfect.
I wanted to ask him, Marty, as he says, he listens to the show and he's walking the dog. If the dog poops on the lawn, does he go back from that day when the lady left one?
How many bags do you carry in your pocket?
He was a dog walker. Yeah. I would have loved to have known. Instigators. Darren Dreger at 11:30. Hour number two coming up next. Power Play Talk. WGR 550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!